Blog Talk Radio.
Some days it seems like it's so hard to get out of bed. So many issues facing me is coming to a head. I stand in needing your anointing, Lord, cover me, renew in me the right spirit, lead to that secret, sacred place in you. Make an atmosphere to hear from you. Restore me so I'll be renewed. You kept me here and you see me through.
Oh. God can and God will see us through. So have no fear. Oh, God can and God will. No matter the trial, He's God with Him. We win.
We win.
We win.
Mama prayed for me. Late nights coming in, I find her asleep on her knees. All grown up now, I understand why she prays so much. Incline your ear, I need your touch.
Trouble this morning cutting off the music. Well, praise God anyhow. Good morning. It's good. It's good to be in the land of the living on this morning, and I certainly thank and praise a wonderful God. This is Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Dr. Maria Carey, President and CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries, which is a marketplace ministry. Certainly, I want to thank each and every one of you that availed yourselves to meet me on this past Sunday at the Word of Truth Pentecostal Church of God in Christ, where the Lord spoke and gave a word to His people. And I also want to say that I hope that your Mother's Day, all mothers had an awesome day on last Sunday. And certainly to those that have lost their mothers, my prayers are with you and were with you. Well, Amazing Grace School of Ministries, we only got two more classes, and certainly we have been having a time in the Lord, and the Lord has been giving information in terms of helping us deal effectively with trauma. Certainly, all the information that I give, I pray and I allow the Lord to give me impartation to what He has given me and what He has poured into me. I often say, well, Lord, you're pouring into me. I want to retain everything that you're pouring into me because I understand and I don't take it lightly what He has given me. So, again, we only have a couple more classes, and certainly if you still want to get in, we will be starting Amazing Grace Ministries will be starting a new set of classes in July. So my email address is amazgraccmin@yahoo.com. My phone number, of course, you can contact me if you have some concerns, if you need any information. You know, my cell phone number is 309-750-7584. Certainly, I have given it so many times during these sessions. Well, we've got another exciting word on today. You know, we've been talking about prayer. God has given me this topic on this month, and I certainly didn't know that this month had the National Day of Prayer. But, you know, the Lord is working something out, and He's moving. And if you pray, then the Lord will direct you and lead you. A lot of times you don't understand the road you are taking. But if we stand on the scriptures and understand that our steps are ordered by the Lord, then there is an order and there's a direction that God will take us. So we have been pulling down strongholds, praying with a purpose. Praying is the key to our victory. And that was on last week, and we thank God for those that have timed into the show. God bless. Welcome. But today we are talking about praying all the time. We're praying all the time. And certainly if we look at the world we're living in, we need to pray. So let's go to, let's read the topic scriptures, 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 17 through 23 reads, praying without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesyings. Prove all things, hold fast to that which is good, abstain from all presence of evil, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And another scripture we're going to deal with is Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 18. And I will encourage each and every one of you to go back to Ephesians 6, chapter 6, because it's loaded. It's loaded with benefits. But the Word of God, all the Word of God is loaded with benefits. But this particular Ephesians 6 is a key scripture when we're dealing with spiritual warfare. And we're living in the last days. We're living in a time where we need to put on the whole armor to stand. And certainly prayer, and prayer is a key weapon to spiritual warfare. And we're talking about that on today. Never stop praying. Never stop praying. So let's read Ephesians 17 and 18, shall we? Put on salvation as your helmet and take the word of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in spirit at all times, on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. And I took a different translation in this. I read to you the New Living Translation. Sometimes other translations will break the word down plainly and simple so that you can understand it and apply this word in your everyday life. So, and let's do last week in review. Now, if you didn't get an opportunity to hear my blog on last week, I gave some simple instructions, and those simple instructions, I presented a formula for prayer, which is ACTS. And this, I got this in my devotions, looking and reading and growing spiritually, reading materials, looking at devotions. And certainly I stated, if you want to know where I'm getting the information, just say, Dr. Carey, where you get this from, and I will pass it on. But there, I read in my devotions, there was an individual that came up with this formula, which is ACTS, which A stands for adoration, C stands for confection, T stands for thanksgiving, and S stands for supplication. So adoration was worship and praising and worshiping God for who he is. Confession is just a confession of our sins and our faults. And thanksgiving is praising God for the things that he has done, for bringing you up out the muck and the miry clay, for saving you. That's thanksgiving. And certainly supplication is asking God for what you need. And we talked about that in full detail on last week. We also talked about praise and how praise, praise, you could praise your way out, and how praise was also effective. We talked and we went to Psalms 22 and 23, and certainly, and we read it, and we talked about how praises, when we praise God, certainly we can overcome. When we praise God, we may be down and out, but praising God, we will find joy. And certainly I told you to bless the Lord at all times. And this is what the word says, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. And you praise him in your trials. You praise him in your sorrows. You praise him in your everyday life, and you praise him also when you are sick. So let's move forward. Let's get into this lesson. Hallelujah. So we have to cast down Satan's strongholds through prayer. And we started out the beginning of this month talking about prayer and breaking those strongholds down. We talked about what a stronghold is, that fortress, those issues that have become fortresses that have been erected in your life that need to come down. And prayer, strongholds come down through prayer. So when we talk about Ephesians, it tells us not only to arm ourselves, it tells us to arm ourselves, and not only to arm ourselves, but once you arm yourself, you need to pray. And that's why I said go back and read Ephesians 6, because it talks about the armor of God. It talks about every piece of armor that we should have in terms of arming ourselves accordingly. And read Ephesians 6. Understand that each piece of that armor we need to put on every single day. Before you leave your house, you need to be armed accordingly. And if you request it, I will go back to dealing with the armor of God. And certainly in some of my previous blogs, I have sat down and I have listed and I've discussed what the armor of God, every piece of the armor of God. And we're focusing today on that piece that deals with prayer. So when we look at Ephesians and we look at 1 Thessalonians, and we're going to go with 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17, and I'm going to give you the New Living Translation. It says, Never stop praying. Never stop praying. So, you know, we may be saved by grace, but this flesh is not. So we can say that we are sinners who the grace of God saves us every day. So for our unbeliefs and our doubts, and God forgives us for our trespasses and thinking that we can do it on our own. God delivers us from that selfishness and that pride that hinders us from availing ourselves to prayer. You know, that curse of the enemy that's over our lives that is trying to destroy us. You know, prayer, when we pray, we no longer have the spirit of fear, but of power, but of love and a sound mind. You know, we know that no weapons that are formed against us will prosper. Against our family, against our church, our jobs, none of it will prosper because we are praying. Now, when we look at some more scriptures, we find Jeremiah 23:32-27, it reads, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?" Well, I don't know about you, but that scripture just hit me. Is there anything too hard for God? Now, when we pray, when we never stop praying, we pray all the time, "Lord, help us, God. You know it, God. I don't understand. I don't know what the situation is, but I need you to come in like never before and heal, deliver, set free. God, my children, my babies need your help." I just love that word. When, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?" See, never stop praying. Never stop praying. We never stop praying. And when we never stop praying, we refuse to be burdened with the lack of trust in God. When the word hits us, it's like, "Oh, I feel it, Lord. I feel it. I feel it. I feel it. I feel it." Thank God for your word. We are moving forward. We are becoming free of ourselves. I'm going to say that again. You know, a lot of times we are our biggest problems. We are our biggest obstacles. We stand in the way, and God is looking down upon us and saying, my child, when you let me fix it, I'm going to fix it. But until you keep struggling with it, I'm going to let you struggle with it. And when you figure it out, it's my battle and not yours. As the word said, you don't need to fight in this battle, but let me do it. But you struggling and fighting and you trying to figure it out, and we all do it because I do it too. We're trying to figure out how we're going to make ends meet. We're trying to figure out if you don't have the money you need. You're looking at ministry, you're looking at this, you're looking at that, and you know within your heart that you're trying to get it done, but look like every obstacle seems to come in your way. But God said, "Why you keep trying to figure out on your own? Let me do it." So freeing ourselves of ungodly things that hinder our progress. You know those ungodly things. You know those ungodly things that hinder you. You know those ungodly friends, those thoughts, those desires, all those things that are contrary to the word of God. We have to be intentional in renewing our minds and being transformed, as it states in Romans 12:2, which reads, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is the good and acceptable and the perfect will of God." See, and we do that by praying. We do that by opening ourselves up and beginning to pray. Now, the Bible talks about praying in the Spirit. You know, back in the day, we at the old time, there was, you know, there were. I got saved years ago, where they believed in waiting on the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit is here. The Holy Spirit, Jesus, when he went away and he died on the cross, he said, "Look, I'm going to send my comforter. Those of you on the day of Pentecost, I want you to be in one place." And the Spirit came down. Now, it sat upon them with clothed tongues, and they uttered and they spoke in tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. And you can find that information in Acts. The whole book of Acts, you see that the Holy Spirit began to represent and to show itself and fall on various ones. And certainly the Holy Spirit is here today. And we're just going to talk about that. You know, when we're praying and we talk about God's Spirit, prayer is both a communication link with God and a powerful strategic weapon in warfare. Communication is extremely essential. Prayer in the Spirit is a special way, is a special type of communication that goes beyond our understanding and connects us with the Holy Spirit for intercession and edification. It is an activity that we do with our spirit in concert with the Holy Spirit. It may be done through the spoken prayer or in our thoughts. Now, I gave you Ephesians 6 and 17, and I'm going to read it too. Paul describes praying in the Spirit in Ephesians 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And this is the New King James Version. And you ought to always pray according to the passages of Scripture. And certainly when we talk about intercession for all Christians, what is intercession? Intercession is when we pray and we intercede for somebody else. We intercede for ourselves. And the Bible talks about the fact that we don't know what we should pray for. But back to that 18, it also talks about supplication. Now, supplication is asking for humble or earnest, asking humbly or earnestly as we are praying. And we look at Ephesians, but when we go to the scriptures, James chapter 4, verses 6 through 8 reads, "And he gives grace generously. As the scriptures say, God opposes pride, but gives grace to the humble. So humble yourselves before God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come close to God, and God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinner. Purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world." You know, the Bible says, and we just talked about in Romans 12 and 2, it says, renew your mind. And when we're praying, when we want the Spirit to come in and help us in prayer, we can't look at a lot of garbage. We can't look at a lot of stuff on our television. We can't dib and dab in the world's affairs and affect and believing that we're going to be effective in prayer. It's not going to happen. Even looking at the news, I shut it down. I look at it sometimes, but when the Lord says shut it down, don't look at the news, I don't look at the news. Even encourage people around me not to look at the news. Why? Because that stuff affects me. It affects how I go before the throne of Christ. Christ. It affects whether or not I become fearful. It affects my mindset. It affects how I see the world around me. And it affects my ability to trust God. Now, I'm just keeping it real. So when we pray, when we're seeking God, when we turn the TV off, and yes, we need to be aware of what's going on around us. I can hear it quick and move on, because the news will keep it on 24/7. You watch the 4:30 news, it's on at 5 o'clock, same thing. Hallelujah. Pray God, praise God. Hallelujah. So God resists proud people, but he gives grace to the humble when we humble ourselves before God or submit ourselves. See, that's submit. When we humble ourselves, God, I don't understand, but in all my ways, I acknowledge you, direct my path. God, break it down for me like I'm a two-year-old. God, show me the way you want me to go plainly that I can walk thereof. Because, God, I don't want to err. See, I'm talking to the Lord even as I talk to you. We talked about how simple prayer is. We talked about that prayer is just a communication. It's just a talk with God. You know, we could be driving and say, God, you know, you're good. You're good. I thank you, God. Hallelujah. But our attention is on the road, but we're still communicating with God. Never stop praying, y'all. Never stop praying. All time. Pray. Prayer is an acknowledgement that we are not in control and need God to intervene. I want you to know out there, how many of y'all think y'all in control? How many say, I'm in control? No way, no how. Hallelujah. You know, the old saints used to say, I'm just a traveler, traveling through this world. And certainly we are traveling, and we are not in control. We try to be. Let me fix it. Lord, I told you earlier, he's sitting on the shelf and waiting on us because we try to be in control, but we're not. Prayer is an acknowledgement that we are not in control and need God to intervene. This attitude of humility opens the door for communication with God, who can direct and apply our prayers in ways far beyond our understanding. You know, God is sovereign. God has it all worked out. God is making ways for us over in China, Japan, and Mexico to get it to Chicago just for us, to get it to the suburbs just for us, because he loves us just that much. Now, let's go to the spirit part of this. Now, Romans chapter 8, verses 26 and 27. Now, that's another good chapter to read, Romans 8. Hallelujah. Prayer in the spirit is especially profitable when we don't know how to pray in situations, and or we're not sure what God's will is for the outcome. With that in mind, what does the Holy Spirit do when we pray in the spirit? Let me tell you what it does. He comes to aid and help us in our weakness. So when the Lord left, hallelujah, we just came out of Easter or Resurrection Sunday in April, and the Lord spent 40 days on the earth. Then he sent the Comforter back, and the Comforter came. Now, this is the Holy Spirit. I often talk about the Holy Spirit. I ask the Holy Spirit to come in. I ask the Holy Spirit to be present with me. I ask the Holy Spirit to walk up and down the aisles of where I'm at, whenever I'm getting ready to give a word or whatever I'm doing. Holy Spirit, you move. Holy Spirit, you direct me. Holy Spirit, you guide me. Holy Spirit, you give me an understanding. Holy Spirit. Now I'm praying in the Spirit because I'm asking the Holy Spirit to guide and to lead me, because that's the job of the Holy Spirit. Ooh. I get excited when I start talking about these lessons, y'all. So y'all just going to have to pray for me and just keep me in prayer. But when the word of God comes in and the word of God is active like I often state, and when the word of God start moving in you, you just can't help yourself because it just get good, good, good. It's just like that good old cup of coffee. You know that cup of coffee that's good to the last drop, and that Campbell's soup, y'all know. Hallelujah. But the Holy Spirit comes to aid and help us in our weakness. The Holy Spirit intercedes for us with God the Father. The Holy Spirit perfects our prayers and corrects the manner and the delivery to be acceptable to God. The Holy Spirit increases the effectiveness of our prayers for others. Intercession. Have you ever been in your devotional time and Charlie Sue hits your mind and you begin to pray for Charlie Sue? That's the Holy Spirit, y'all. It aligns, Holy Spirit aligns our prayer with God's will. Come on now, we don't know the will of God until we pray. So, praying, we are praying in the Spirit. We're praying, and some praying in tongues, some is praying with their mind. But I'm encouraging you to, you may not understand tongues, you may not understand the day of Pentecostal, that's okay, I'm not here to discuss that. But what I'm here to do today is to let you know that the scriptures, that God and the Holy Spirit is there. And as you pray and as you get closer to God, the Spirit gains more access to you and more control. Now, when I was growing up and when I got saved, they put us on the altar. They put us on that mourning bench. We prayed. We had tarry service, which all it was waiting. All it did was get us ready to receive the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit is a gift. It comes when you ask it to come in, but it does not become dominant until you get all that other gunk and all that other dirt, until you sanctify yourself. And when you begin to sanctify yourself, then the Holy Spirit will take full control. When you sanctify yourself and when you ask the Spirit to come on in my heart, come on in my body, show some signs in me, move like never before. I need you to change me. I need you to walk with me. I need a powerful presence of you in my life. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, and I'm going to hit scriptures 1 through 5, and then I'm going to talk about verses 14 and 15. So they read, and again, this is the New Living Translation. Man, time is moving on. I only got a few minutes. Let me get this word in. Let love be your highest goal, but you should also desire the special abilities the Spirit gives, especially the ability to prophesy. Now, if you don't have that gift, don't worry about it. Hallelujah. For if you have the ability to speak in tongues, you will be talking only to God, since people won't be able to understand you. Now, listen clearly. You will be speaking by the power of the Spirit, but it will all be mysterious. But one who prophesies strengthens others and encourages them to comfort them. For a person who speaks in tongues is strengthened personally, but one who speaks a word of prophecy strengthens the entire church. I want to say that prophesying, that's a gift. Don't want you to be confused with that. But I want you to keep in mind that the focus here is on allowing the Spirit of God to lead and to guide you and to go with you and to help you pray. I wish you could speak in tongues, but even more, I wish you could also prophesy. For prophecy is greater than speaking in tongues unless someone interprets what you are saying so that the whole church will be strengthened. Hallelujah. Going down to verses 14 and 15, and I want you to keep these in mind. For if I pray in tongues, my spirit is praying, but I don't understand what I'm saying. Well, then, what shall I do? Here's Paul. I will pray in the spirit, and I will also pray in words I understand. I will sing in the spirit, and I will sing also in words I understand. So, in essence, I will allow the Spirit of God to give me interpretation that I may understand. Now, some of us speak in tongues. Yes, I do have a prayer language, and the Holy Spirit moves in me. And there's some days where I do speak in my prayer language. But that is an advanced class for those that want to say, yeah, I don't really quite understand this thing with the Holy Spirit. Then Dr. Carey, just shoot me some questions. Shoot me some questions and I will give you an answer, because now the Lord said, I will pour out my spirit on all men. So if you line up your life, you line up your ways, and if your ways please him, if you're seeking the Lord like never before, if you're allowing yourself time, committing your life to prayer, all the time. You never stop praying. Now, there are some times where you have a specific time, and I say I have a specific time. I like praying in the morning. I like praying in the morning. I like first thing I do is get up in the morning, get my cup of coffee, and spend my time with the Lord. Yes, I do get my cup of coffee. Hallelujah. Pray for me, y'all. But I spend my time before I get going in the day, and the Lord gives me nuggets. He gives me what I need to do. I take a pen. I have my pad and my pen ready. So when the Lord God give me what I need or give me, he talks to me, I begin to write it down. Now, some of you need to take that pad and that pen and have it with you when you go into your devotion times. Now, this is that specific time that you set out to pray. But in essence, you never stop praying, because you say, Lord, help me. Lord, move, God. Lord, I need you to intervene. I need you to help right now, God. I need you to move. I don't understand. Jesus, help me, Jesus. Those are an example of praying all the time. And the Spirit of God will give you interpretation if you yield to him, if you are yielded to God, if you allow prayer to take out selfishness, if you separate yourself from the world. That's why I talked about not Romans 12 and 2. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you let go of this world and the things of this world, so you can intercede, so the Spirit of God can begin to give you nuggets. And God will give you nuggets plainly. He will give you clarity. It will be like a sixth sense that sit down on your shoulder and say, look, I need you to go left. And you know you were getting ready to go right. That's how plainly God will speak to you if that line of communication is open. So, what does Paul want us to do in Corinthians 14? He wants us to speak in tongues and prophesy. But when we're speaking in tongues or we're speaking and praying in tongues, another way is another way of humbling ourselves before God. We don't know what we are praying. When we're praying in tongues is one example of the type of prayer Paul linked with praying in the Spirit in Ephesians 6 and 18. But if you don't pray, if you don't have the gift of tongues. Don't worry about that. My point to you today is that the Holy Spirit is there to guide and to lead you. So when you line up your life and you allow the word to take you from a fleshly state, when you allow the word of God to move you from your way of thinking and your way of operation, when you allow God to have perfect control, when you take away and you ask God in prayer to keep you and take away the selfish thoughts, the things, that sinful nature that you have, and you avail yourself of prayer, then there is a transformation. There is a metamorphosis. Now, Jude mentions prayer in the Spirit as one of the tools to accomplish those spiritual warfare tasks. So it protects us. Now, we're living in a world that we need to put on the whole armor, not as I forestated stated. But when we look at praying, we never stop praying. And when we never stop praying, when we never stop seeking God, God downloads plans. He downloads information. He guides and directs us. So we're going to read Jude 18, verses 18 to 23. And this is the King James Version. How that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who shall walk after their own ungodly lust. These be they who separate themselves sensually, having not the Spirit. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keeping yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercies of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And some have compassion, making a difference. And others say with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted by the flesh. Of all the spiritual armor, prayer in the Spirit is something that we to do continuously. And if you say, I don't know how to access the Spirit, all you have to do, and as I stated, you don't have to speak in tongues. This is not a word to tell you to do that. No, this is a word to tell you to take the Spirit along with you, because each and every one have access to the Spirit of God dwelling on the inside. I just may have a little bit more because I'm presenting myself before the Lord. I'm seeking Him. I'm asking the Spirit of the Lord to take control. I'm asking to hear the anointing. I'm asking for the anointing to fall down on me. I want God's presence. I want the power arm of the Holy, of the Trinity of God to operate in me. And the Holy Spirit is that power arm of God. Whatever that needed to be done in God's kingdom, the power arm of God did it. The Holy Spirit set it in motion. I only have a little time. So we pray. Prayer is a powerful weapon to line us up with the word, to get us motivated and to get us to understand how to defeat the enemy. Let us pray. Father God, I thank you for this opportunity to come before your presence. We exalt you. We magnify you. We thank you, God, for those that have been on the line. We thank you, God, for those that are listening on today. We pray, God, that you'll move like never before, God. We pray, God, that you'll move them closer to you in the name of Jesus. Father God, you know the need. We pray, God, that you destroy those yokes of bondages in their lives. We speak healing. We speak deliverance, Father God. Give them a desire to seek you more, Father God. Give them a desire to know your will and your presence. Holy Spirit, manifest yourself in their lives. Those that have hung up, those that have been on the line, I pray, God, that you touch them. Holy Spirit, be the comfort, be the guide that they need. Heal, deliver, set free, God. Holy Spirit, have your perfect way in us, God. Give us a mind of Christ in the name of Jesus. God, let us deny this flesh, God, and seek more of you. God, we need your strength. We need your anointing, God. We need the power, God, to heal, God. We need the power that works through us for healing, God. You said if any man are sick, lay hands, and if they have the Spirit of God, they shall recover. God, you know what's needed. You said that you will pour out your Spirit upon all men and on all flesh. We need you like never before. We need your anointing. We need you, God, to break every yoke. God, help us, God. Holy Spirit, help us, God. Guide us and lead us, God. In the name of Jesus, God, like never before, God. You know the need, God. I pray, God, the need right now, God. Change, deliver, set free, God. You know it, God. You know when I speak it and I cry it out, God. I'm crying for your people, God. I'm crying for your anointing. I'm crying for deliverance. I'm crying for their salvation. I'm crying, God, that you'll meet every need in their life, financial, spiritually, healing, in the name of Jesus, God. Give them insight. Give them direction, God. In Jesus' name, God. You know, God. You know, God. And we speak to every need. God, even to those that are in hospital, even to those that are sick, even to those that have lost their loved ones, you said, God, that you will comfort those that mourn and comfort them in the name of Jesus. Those that are sick, God, you said that by the blood of Jesus, by your stripes, we heal, God. Give them to understand that they're healed. We send healing right now in the hospitals. Oh, even to Vanessa right now in the name of Jesus. We pray our strength, God. We pray our salvation. In Jesus' name we pray, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I see you next week. God bless. Continue to be blessed. God is still in control. Bye-bye.